100 word stories.
So there's like some sort of interview floating out there by some person. I don't know, let me look up accounts. Kathy, someone, asked me a bunch of questions, and I'm like, okay, here's the one question nobody ever asked me. Why are you still doing it? And I just say force of habit. It's just a thing to do. I mean, Sunday mornings can be pretty boring when you're not going to church or mowing the lawn. So, yeah. What else am I going to do? Laundry? Do that during the week. Run the vacuum? It's too loud. So, yeah. It just is. Just a thing to do. Do I have any passion for it? I'm not sure. It just is a thing. So, why isn't the podcast bigger? As I say, zoom in. Really, it's weird how, you know, these others are like, oh, you'll get famous from, but no, it's famous people podcasting, and it starts off, it's just whatever. And then, there are a few that get a few crumbs thrown to them. It's like, okay, whatever. Everyone fawn over them. Influencers and such, I don't know. For me, I put something up that's even remotely opinionated, whatever, and it loses audience. And it's like, okay, good. Maybe I should just do what I do and I don't give a shit. So there. Anyway, that's the real interview, I guess. Today's story is called The Plan. And it's by Lauren Simon. My grandmother had severe dementia and Alzheimer's, and she lived to 99 and drained my parents dry. So when my mother was diagnosed with both conditions, I asked my father what his plans were. He said he had plans. Didn't tell me. They moved to a city near me. Then when my father got sick, and instead of putting my mother in a facility or getting a caretaker, I was stuck babysitting her. Turns out his plans were to dump her on me. So I came up with a plan, too. I blocked everybody's calls, and to hell with those assholes. Yeah. The good son. No. Anyway. I am just loving this. So I upgraded my phone and gave the old one to a friend, and now they have one that's better. This was the longest I'd kept a phone, I think. But it's still good. The battery was pretty good on it. And it's like, all right. So, I love the sideways thing because I've got the dot map that looks like it's behind Larry King or whatever. With the thing and the numbers and this is cool. I like it. I wonder how it looks like from other places, or does it just show the world map and that thing? I don't know. Anyway, one a day until the day I die.com. And the best thing about it is when messages come up, they come up real big so I don't have to put on my glasses. So yeah, it's like I can just say, you know, the S word and then, you know, send a response. All hands free, and usually gets the words right if I use simple words. You know, like at Rice games, you'd shout, no big words, no big words. Whatever. Anyway, thank you all for listening, and as always, keep it brief.